Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and marketing entrepreneur.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz for Mobile Groove, providing analysis, custom research, and content marketing to the global mobile industry.
And so, obviously, everything about this show is about mobile, mobile marketing, and usually we kind of, you know, look at apps and things of that nature. What do we have in store for the listeners today, Peggy?
Well, we're going to just take a step back, Shahab, because, you know, absolutely, we have our app show. We've had shows about beacons. We've had shows about wearables, probably your favorite, Shahab. I'm going to say, yes, we do have all of these platforms and possibilities at our disposal, particularly as mobile marketers. How do you not sort of get overwhelmed by these? And one way is to just take a step back and say, sort of, what is not only just the common denominator, but what is the value add that can really enhance all of these platforms? And where we land again, oddly enough, is back at SMS. So, you know, forget what you read. SMS is old. Or it's dead. You know, it's been around for 25 years. It's been eclipsed by smartphones and what have you, because absolutely it's making a comeback in what we're seeing in engagement marketing. And I wouldn't even say it's making a comeback, Shahab. I'd say it was actually never really gone. Absolutely. It's alive and kicking. And to tell us about that is our guest today is Caroline Dreyer. She's the CMO at Nimbus 5. Welcome, Caroline.
Welcome.
Hi, Peggy, Shahab. Thank you so much for having me on Mobile Presence. I'm a fan, so I'm very excited to be here talking with you and all your listeners today.
Great. So, you know, first off, you know, I hear a lot about, WhatsApp and Viber and things of that nature, where they just kind of have their own little chat, and that is what's killing SMS. So are these people just in the wrong for thinking that?
No, Shahab, I don't think that they're wrong. I think that the mindset is just really on the OTTs, the Vibers and the Facebooks and the WhatsApps of the day. But what they forget, or they think that SMS is old school or that it's dying, I hear this very often. Mm-hmm. And in actuality, a lot of these big companies, these enterprises and social media companies are using SMS as part of their way to reach out to people or to even sometimes verify identity from different devices. So the big companies aren't actually eclipsing it or making it going away. It's just that it's a technology that's been around for a really long time and people are actually using it, but it's so ingrained in the DNA of what we do with mobile that people forget about it.
We also make the point in the WhatsApps. I mean, they are very cool, but how do you want to reach everyone everywhere, even if they are not in WhatsApp? I mean, it's got to be this. So is it Caroline? Is it the idea that this is sort of like the Esperanto of customer communications? You know, this is the one that works everywhere.
Well said. Well said.
One ring to rule them all.
This one ring to rule them all. Actually, it's the one and only medium. It reaches every single device, whether you have a smartphone or the latest, greatest iPhone, or you're using something that's a little bit older. And we in established nations like the United States and Europe, we're accustomed to having Wi-Fi. So using our smartphones and working with Viber and working with Facebook, it's not a big deal. But especially in emerging nations, which is a huge part of the mobile nation, they don't. And this is exactly where SMS is. It's great because it's really it's able to reach people everywhere, every device. So the uses are countless. I could sit here and talk about uses of SMS for days.
Well, instead of, since we don't have days, can you give us maybe one or two examples of, you know, current day usage?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to. One of my favorite, this was recently in the press, and it's one of my favorite uses because I'm also a Game of Thrones fan, is that HBO used SMS as a sneak peek to get people to get excited about what was coming up on the next Game of Thrones episode.
And I totally signed up for that.
You totally signed up for it. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And I actually have the results of that. I know they ran it for approximately 2 months and they got 70,000 subscribers.
Wow.
They drove massive excitement throughout their community. They gained more followers. And so they created some kind of viral behavior behind that. And it was, but it was really, I think on the last day or the of the episode, it was the final episode of the season. That's all I heard and saw was Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, can you believe it? So this is one way that SMS is, and that's my favorite. But another way, I would like to address like the small and medium business market because they're really, really an important group to us. They tend to often think that they don't have enough budget, they don't have enough resources, they don't have enough team to actually implement mobile marketing strategies. And with SMS, they actually do. And they do because there's nothing for them to do. All they really have to do is get in touch with a company like ours. And we do all of the legwork for them. And a great example there would be there's a company called National Wholesale Liquidators. And what they do, they're auctioneers. So they buy off stocks of things that haven't sold in bigger stores. And then they're an aftermarket. And what they did, they really needed to get email addresses. So they offered customers between $5 or $25 discounts only for SMSing their email contacts. So what ended up happening was they used SMS successfully. They ended up gaining something like 50,000 new email contacts. And that's permission marketing, kids. That means 50,000 people said they want to hear what National Wholesale Liquidators say. I think their email customers spent something like 80% jump in revenue than they had previously been spending.
Wow.
So for a small and medium business market, that's colossal. And that's SMS is something that small and medium businesses can do really. It's no time to market. They can log on to hopefully my platform and then go ahead and start immediately sending. It's pretty easy.
I mean, what's really amazing here, Caroline, is, and I'm seeing this a lot, is, you know, the ROI for SMS campaigns is just astounding because you are getting engagement. I mean, look at what happened with the HBO example. And, you know, and you're not paying that level for that amount of engagement as you would if you were, you know, putting in an all sing and dancing type of, you know, just blow your mind away campaign. What are you seeing is estimate here of effort and cost, just to make this, just to wrap up that point about the small, medium-sized businesses, you know, that this is in your stars, this is in your budget. What can they expect to be doing if we're just talking about, you know, human brand to human engagement? We'll get to A to P or app to people engagement in a bit.
Yeah, it's really a nominal investment for them to do. It's literally, they could start off with something like, and my company, we actually work mostly in the European marketplace, but they could start off with something like 20 euros and then just reach out. And SMS is relatively inexpensive. We're talking in the realm of like 0.005 euro cents. So really, really nothing to get at, go and market out to their mobile customers.
So we'll get to A to P after the break, but a real quick one, because of course apps is also a way that you can use that together with text. But just high level view, what are you seeing that your customers or that, you know, customers in this space, how they're using SMS? I mean, is it about acquisition or retention or both?
It's both. It's both. SMS is all about engagement. And that means that it is, it's all about the acquisition. So it's about reaching out and getting new customers, but it's also about keeping the ones that you already have. And, you know, as marketers, we know that marketing to an existing group that we already have access to is much less expensive than going out and finding new customers and buying lists and really trying to hunt these people down.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well, we do have to take a quick break. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Mobile presence on webmasterradio.fm is presented by Skywire, an award-winning global provider of enterprise-grade software applications for the hospitality industry. For more information, visit skywire.com. Mobile presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have the CMO at Nimbus 5, Caroline Dreyer. You know, before we went to break, we were talking about, again, the importance of SMS, and, you know, how it hasn't really gone away and how it's very good at staying engaged with customers. But, you know, what about apps? How does SMS fit into that world?
Well, Shahab, apps and SMS are like a fine pairing of chocolate and wine, truly, because...
That's a great tweet, Caroline, I have to say. You know,
it's what it is.
That'll do it. Okay.
It is. It really is. Why? Because, first of all, SMS is so easy because it comes from the basic telecom. It really is based in telecom. So you're able, and this is where the helper for developers, they're able to very easily put this into their infrastructure without huge costs, without having to jiggle around a bunch of code, or to figure out how to fit something else extra in. So it's really something lovely that just fits very easily into the puzzle here. But what does it do? So it's great for developers to use, but what does it do? It can be used for stuff like, we all heard of push notifications, and these are really great ways to get messages out to the customers that we're trying to engage. It's wonderful. There's something in the market called A2P or app to person. And this is exactly the communication, coming back to the beginning of our discussion, how Facebook and WhatsApp are using SMS to engage customers. They're using this one-to-many approach. So from WhatsApp to all of their subscribers, they're using SMS to re-engage with them. If for some strange reason someone hasn't used their WhatsApp in some time, that could also be used for a regular app. So it re-engages people. The other way is empty shopping carts are a huge problem for a lot of e-commerce companies. And because they haven't been able to complete the transaction, SMS is a super way to reach out to those people and say, hey, did we do something wrong? You know, did we lose you somehow? One of my favorite apps right now is, or one of my favorite applications, I have to say, is Beacons. Beacons are really hot in the U.S. A lot of companies are using them. They're very inexpensive to use, and they have something like a 50-meter draw. So if you don't know what a beacon is, it's you get a notification on your mobile phone when you walk into a store or a restaurant. Well, what happens when that customer leaves the store? That beacon's not going to work. But a really great, and here's this chocolate and wine pairing again, a great accompaniment to a beacon would be something like SMS, because you can reach out and engage with that customer again and find out how was your experience. Are you going to come back for our peach pie?
And also you make the point, I mean, that it's a way to re-engage. And I would imagine that I really haven't seen numbers on sort of SMS fatigue, but I've seen a lot of numbers on push fatigue. What's the situation with the user acceptance of text compared to all of the other ways you might communicate with them?
Peggy, thank you for asking about that, because push notification, there is a thing called push fatigue, and what's happened is a lot of marketers are using push notifications to get their messages out, but the consumers, first of all, don't feel like it's a very personalized interaction, because it's very like it doesn't address any of the things that you like. It's really just like a big, massive bulk notification, which isn't very friendly. And especially in this day and age with so much technology, we can do better than that. And so customers and consumers are feeling a little bit slighted by that.
That's a good point. Another aspect of push notifications is you will only get them if you have the app installed, right? But SMS, as long as they have your number.
Exactly right, Shahab. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But yes, exactly. The only way that you can get a push notification out is if someone actually has the app installed and if they're in a range of Wi-Fi or they have good data connection. If they don't, then there's not going to be any way to engage with that person. And if you're using really only push notifications or really no other medium, then you've done a lot of work and lost your engagement.
And since we're on the subject of, you know, marketers and what they can do, when they're using Nimbus 5, what does the data from SMS tell your clients? Marketing is all about data, but, certain people say, well, you know, all we're looking at is random phone numbers. I mean, is it more than that?
It is more than that. It's SMS or text messaging is 98% of people that receive an SMS or a text message open it within 3 minutes. 98% of people that receive it. So the engagement, the open rate is basically, you're getting not only the open attention of your customer. I mean, who of us hasn't received an SMS and not gone, oh, wow, what's this? It's short. It's to the point. And again, because you can personalize it, it really has a nice aftertaste to it.
And we were talking about, how to do that. But we haven't actually deep dived really into your company, Caroline. So Nimbus 5, what exactly are you offering, and how would a marketer or someone listening, and how would they engage with Nimbus 5? What do you do? What don't you do?
Yeah, so Nimbus 5 is actually the name of our company, but more importantly, the name of our product is Nimbo. And what that is, that's an online platform. So basically you can just go online, Firefox, any browser that is your favorite. and go ahead and log into our website, which is soon to launch. And you can just go ahead and sign up for a subscription, which is totally free. And you have access to a platform, which is so simple. You just plug in your phone numbers, or you can even import a list of Excel list with telephone numbers that you've been collecting from your customers. And then you basically just go ahead and type in your message. And it doesn't, in the old days, I used to run a platform myself, and I knew, always worried about this 160 character minimum, or maximum rather. And the beauty of working with companies like ours, because we know that marketing message sometimes go a little bit longer, we do all of the work for you. If your message is longer, we put it together so that it's seamless. The customer sees that message as you intended it on the other end.
Wow. And it's automated?
Everything is automated. So it's basically plug and play. You just open up your browser and go ahead and play around with it and start sending, or you can schedule messages if you like to meet a certain promotion date. And if you're developers or you want to do something a little bit fancier, if you want to have some kind of M2M or machine-to-machine discussion kind of stuff, you're going to need something which is called an API. And Windows 5 has a fabulous API, which is very easy to go into every system. So people can work and design their own apps or whatever it is that how they want to actually see this platform or this portal.
So I want to make a point about the API here, Caroline. So basically, the marketer could just run the campaign. He can use your dashboard and do that. But also, the API means that developers can sort of be baking this engagement into their app from the get-go. Which means what? You know, you download the app, and since it's already in there, you can start, you know, greeting, onboarding, educating the user about the app. Is that the idea? Using text messaging?
Exactly. So because, as you said, it's already baked in to their app. They're ready to go. This is when an API or this little piece of code does go into the whole big app picture. Consider SMS or texting part of your app. And it's like almost like having a third arm.
And so real quick, before we have to head out to our last break here, you know, how exactly does your product help clients send messages longer than 160 characters? How does that work?
Thanks, Shahab. It's really just something that we're able to do with in the back end of our platform, where we see automatically that these messages are longer and they're going to need to be what's called concatenated or put together seamlessly. And so what we do is we actually split the messages up. So we send it over the telecom or over operator networks at its 160 character limit. But then we, again, through the secret sauce of platform SMS, we're able to make sure that the user, the receiver, actually sees it like it's one big, long, seamless message.
That's amazing. You know, there's a lot of SMS companies out there. I don't think I've ever heard that before. That's quite amazing. We do have to go to our last break. Again, we do have Caroline Dreyer on the line with us. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Finding links to improve your rankings in the search engines is time-consuming and frustrating for many of us. The Hoth is the go-to company to help lighten your link-building load. Their white-label SEO was made specifically for agencies, in-house SEOs, and affiliates. The Hoth also offers high-quality custom local citation building to improve search rankings in Google's maps and localize results, providing fulfillment for some of the largest SEO companies in the world. The Hoth offers link and citation building services you can trust. Get $20 in link building or citation building credits free by going to thehoth.com/radio. THEHOTH.com/radio.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com. That's SpyFu.com. And start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz at Mobile Groove.
And Caroline, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I love your metaphors. I mean, they're just fantastic. Nimbus 5 sounds like an amazing company. This is the part of the show where we usually give our listeners, some top tips. Do you happen to have, anything off the top of your head, a top three tips that we can give our clients when it comes to SMS?
I do, Shahab. Most important one, a lot of people just simply think that SMS just happens, and it doesn't. There's the number one thing is if you're going to start using SMS, make sure you're using a reputable provider. And what does that mean? That means someone that actually has connections to the operators in the geographical areas that you're going to be targeting. Because if you're going to be going outside of the United States, if you're going to be targeting people in Europe or even in the emerging nations, if your provider doesn't have direct access to those phones to reach those people through the operator network, the chances are your message is going to be delivered very late, if at all. And if you're using special characters like Asian or Arabic characters, it could end up to be a garbled mess. And that's just wasted dollars for you, and it's wasted message for your clients. So please use a provider that is reputable, that has a really good reputation for being just very highly reliable and good connection around the globe. And there's a lot of providers that are third party, and what they do is they actually go to providers like us, and then we actually move their traffic for them. So, but you never really know how that works, and folks just don't know to ask that question up front. So, that would be
so
my
that,
first.
Is that number two? Oh, that's number one.
That's one. No, that's one and two. And
So just before you go to number three, then just real quick, what is the right question to ask in that situation?
The right question to ask is, what's your coverage, and are you direct, or are you actually using another reseller? And a lot of them will tell you that they're not using a reseller, but ask them, hey, can I run a test campaign for, like, let's say, I don't know, 100 credits or 100 phone numbers? And reputable companies will actually say, absolutely, let's do that. And then you can see how many people send yourself a text message through their system, and you'll be able to see how fast you get the message back.
Great. And number three?
Yeah, number three is really just don't be afraid to use SMS. And if you're not using SMS or text messaging, then I would suggest give it a try, and don't be afraid to call providers like us and say, hey, this is my situation. This is what I'm doing. We do consultation where we help customers and brands kind of figure out what the best way is going to be to target their customers, because this is our business. This is our bread and butter. We do every day. So we've heard it all. And I've been sending text messages. As I said, I used to run a platform in the States. And now here I am doing, you know, this on a little bit different level. But I haven't lost my connection to the consumer. And we've heard it all, and we're here to help.
Those are all really fantastic tips. Thank you so much. Now, if our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, ask you some questions, the same questions, you know, get started with their SMS campaigns, how do they get a hold of you?
Great. I can't wait to start answering emails. It would just be my email address, which is dryer@nimbo.com.
So that's dryer, D-R-E-I-E-R. At Nimbo, NIMBOW.com. And we'll have that in the show notes on the site as well.
Great. And Peggy, how do our listeners get a hold of you?
It's all over at mobilegroove.com. So Peggy@mobilegroove.com is my email, or on Twitter at Peggy Ann, PEGGYANNE.
Great. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. I also have a new website up with a portfolio. You can see all the really cool stuff we've done. It's higherground advertising.com. Thank you again for listening to this week's episode of Mobile Presence. Remember, new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.